Welcome to America's Favorite Wellness Hour, Healthy by Nature, with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
Good morning and welcome. This is kind of the contrarian health news hour. We try to help you be in better shape to make informed decisions by giving you the facts that don't usually come through the mainstream media because, well, really any of the big media, because it just doesn't fit the narrative that they've already figured out what their position is. And with health and in this environment of COVID-19, that narrative is that the World Health Organization and the CDC can do no wrong, although history would tell us that's not true. And today will be no exception. We've got two guests, and we're going to look at a lot of different topics, and you'll see that it may not be the party line. And I just have to think back to when I did my first book, The Natural Alternatives to Nexium and Other Acid Blockers. I extensively looked at the science. I had hundreds of scientific citations for the book, but I put that science through a filter of knowing how the body works. And in that point in particular, I could have predicted what was going to go wrong, and I did, because we know what the stomach acid is there for, and that if you block it, bad things are going to happen down the line. And the other filter is what around the world and through history has worked, even if it hasn't, if nobody has decided to fund a double-blind crossover placebo-controlled study, that doesn't invalidate it, because lack of proof that something works is not proof that it doesn't work. And just sometimes some logic and common sense. Well, many years later now, finally the science and to some extent the practice of medicine has caught up, and they realized that everything that I said was true plus more. And in the second edition, I already had more science showing that what I was saying that was heresy at the time is no longer that way. In the blog this week, we looked at two different things. One about the pandemic death rate statistics, and I pointed out that there is incentive to run those numbers up, and one of them, you might have noticed in the news this week that Britain has revised their numbers, took 5,000 numbers off, almost 10%, because they found too many cases where somebody would be tested, let's say, and be positive in March, and then they are in a car accident in July and they die, but they count them as a COVID death. So the second thing that we looked at was the vaccine. And we'll be right back.
The latest trend to hit the store shelves has the whole country buzzing. Cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation, and it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store about Plus CBD Oil products by CV Sciences today and learn more about the CBD evolution at PlusCBDOil.com. That's PlusCBDOil.com.
In these challenging times, what can you do to improve your odds of staying healthy? Build a stronger, more effective immune system by increasing your immune white blood cell count. Drinking Lily of the Desert's aloe juice daily has been clinically proven to assist in increasing white blood cell count by 16%. Immune function will also benefit from Lily's proven 11% reduction in cellular toxins that inhibit cell function. Lily of the Desert aloe products are also clinically proven to encourage increased nutrient absorption. For example, 200 times more vitamin C gets into the bloodstream than when taken with water. So, it's smart to take your supplements with Lily of the Desert aloe vera. Lily has a safety study and expert panel GRAS certification verifying their products are safe to use daily. No other aloe has that. Going above and beyond, Lily of the Desert enriches their products with AloSorb, a concentrate of aloe's important high molecular weight polysaccharides. Buy your Lily aloe in most health food stores.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, hbnshow.com, hbnshow.com.
Well, sorry about that. You would think after 23 years I would know better than to run around the building looking for my guest when I got a minute to be back in this chair to start the show. To finish the thought about the blog, the second part was some factors about this. The anticipated safety of this upcoming vaccine, and a note that folks over 65 typically respond poorly to vaccines, and that's the same reason they suffer more severe cases of the flu, and that's because their immune systems are not strong enough. And I want to ask my first guest about that. Second half of the show, we're going to talk to an expert on masks, and see if we can sort that out. My guest is Dr. Gus Kasanis. He's the founder and medical director of the Kasanis Institute in Grapevine, Texas. He's a valued sponsor of this show and a longtime guest because he's so versatile. He knows how to keep people healthy or get them back to health if they're not. And he came in the studio today. Thank you very much. Good morning, Dr. K.
Good morning, and thanks for having me.
Well, it's always a pleasure, and we might have time for a phone call or two, so I'm going to give out the number. It's 800-281-8255, 800-281-8255. Well, the first thing I want to ask about is we're in this mess, which at the moment seems never-ending, because as soon as we take the push the gas pedal just a little bit, then we have flare-ups, especially, it seems, if people go congregate in bars and parties and so on and pick something up and take it home. But what about our immune systems? That's our first line of defense maybe is stomach acid, and we willy-nilly take acid-blocking drugs. But what else would you give us advice about our immune systems to be ready?
The thing to remember, if you want to fight an infection, you have to combine the immune system lives at the bottom of the digestive system. 70% of the immune system lives at the bottom of the gut. If you do not take care of the digestive system and the proper nutrition and the proper voltage, you will lose the fight. Again, viruses can be controlled primarily with good nutrition, and zinc, for example, is a big one, and vitamin C and vitamin D3 with K2. These are the minimum that you have to do. And, of course, you must be able to move your bowels once or twice a day. And the first sign of any problems, boost up your immunity. That's how you stop the infections. You know, we know how to stop infections, and no matter what the name of the bug is, if you support the immune system, you will win the game. But don't wait till you to the bottom of the ninth inning before you do something about it.
Exactly.
And the other thing is with COVID-19, with coronavirus, this is a common cold, and we have it every year. And for centuries, and we'll continue to have it. It just kind of changed a bit. and it'd be more contagious. But if you have diabetes, if you have cancer, if you have leukemias, if you have immune compromise, if you're obese, the first sign of anything, just make sure you improve your immune system, and then within a couple, 3 days, you feel better. And that's what we've seen. The people that die, they let it go too long, and they do nothing about the immune. They continue to smoke and drink and do things they're not supposed to do. They don't control the sugars. They don't control the weight. And they have to stop eating junk food. And, of course, when you do all the, you control those things and eat the right things, most likely you will win the war. And unfortunately, that's not what's proposed or recommended by traditional medicine.
And they could recommend that in addition to whatever else they believe. I mean, some of their advice makes perfect sense. Don't hang around with sick people, you know, and keep away from them.
That's okay to get the vaccines. Nothing wrong with vaccines, except you have to wait a year, year and a half before they come. So what happens between now and then? And the question is, why? So support your immunity. And that's what we strive on. And not just in infections, but in other diseases. Whether you have diabetes or cancer or Alzheimer's, you must support the immune system. It's a defense system. You fortify the defense system, then you have a good resolution and good results.
Now, our job here on this show is to help people not have any of those underlying conditions, but they can't turn it around immediately. So the least you can do is the things that you've recommended, which they're probably sick of hearing me say: vitamin D, zinc, vitamin C, selenium.
Well, the thing is, the other reality that we have to accept is this is a contagious virus. It doesn't kill healthy people. It kills very sick people. So the thing is, yes, if you have any respiratory problems, then stay at home. Don't go out. But the rest of us can go about our business. And I think eventually everybody's going to be in contact, like the common cold. Everybody's going to be in contact with this virus and there's some form of immunity. It's going to blow over like everything else over the years.
And it probably won't go away totally. I'll bet 10 years from now you'll still be find somebody who will have antibodies against it because the body remembers.
Yeah, well, the thing is, you know, this is it has political colorings behind it. And as soon as the political stability is much better than it is today, I think people would back off and go about their lives.
Yeah. Well, we could get deep in a side trail on that if we let ourselves go. I just learned something this morning that reinforces what I've said about these proton pump inhibitor acid blocking drugs that is an important part of the immune system, the stomach acid. And if people who are taking once a day a proton pump inhibitor have twice the rate of COVID, and if they're taking it twice a day, four times the rate of contracting COVID. So that goes with the hand washing and trying to keep things from going into the system. But once it's there,
inflammation,
you want to
solve it. The whole thing is inflammation. If you block, you have to have a little bit of inflammation. When you eat food, you have to burn it. In oxidation, you have to, a little bit of inflammation is necessary, tiny little bit. It's like cooking in your kitchen. You turn on the pilot to cook your food, but if you burn the kitchen to the ground, that's a problem. So if you have too much inflammation, you're in trouble. So the question is, what caused the inflammation? And we know insulin resistance and hormonal dysfunctions and biome dysfunctions and toxicity. And you minimize those things or eliminate them, then, of course, you have intact immune system, and then you're fine.
Well, that's why people fly from all over to see you, because you dig until you find the root cause and don't just plaster a symptom-suppressing drug over the problem.
Well, you may need antibiotics for a week or so, but, you know, in anything, you've got to get an upper hand. But if you want an upper hand all year round, then you got to fix your immune system. And you have to wake up the, you know, like the stem cells that rejuvenate you. And that's one of the things that we've added lately to our clinic, rejuvenation. And we know how to do it and what to do. And there's so many ways to improve your health. And, of course, you have to remember that too much stress also suppresses the immune system, because when you're stressed, cortisol suppresses the insulin, makes the insulin resistance, which makes them more sick. So not only you have to fix the physical components, but the emotional components. This lockdown, you know, I've seen people hanging from the goalposts and all that. It's absolute insanity.
Yeah, it kind of makes you want to tell people, don't watch the news, because it's very stressful.
I haven't watched the news for 2 months. Nothing. Listen to music, and you know, I watch old movies if I can. I do not read newspapers or watch the news.
Well, you haven't missed anything in 2 months. It's the same old,
yeah, I'm sure.
Only worse in some cases. I promised our newsletter listeners that you would weigh in. We don't have a lot of time here, but just briefly on peripheral neuropathy. Are we back to inflammation?
Yes, we are, and of course, insulin resistance and pH. So if you have peripheral neuropathy, you have low electromagnetic fields. You can fix those with there's a device known microcurrent. And also there's special IVs with magnesium, insulin, glucose, and potassium. It's called magic. They're not magic about it. It's just the ingredients in the IV. About 15 IVs will fix it. Also, if you have obstruction of the vessels because of heavy metals, you need chelation. So that's fix the gut, chelation, correct the electromagnetic fields, and you're fine.
Wonderful. When we come back, a couple more, glaucoma and Hashimoto's thyroiditis, and then we will talk about controlling pain. We'll be right back. This is Healthy by Nature. I'm here with Gus Kasanis, MD.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
It takes several factors to create cancer. That's why it just makes sense to treat the disease with a variety of therapies. Whatever you decide about mainstream medicine's typical surgery, chemo, and radiation, you should know that the Kasanis Institute has many powerful tools in their toolbox. For example, natural ways to support your immune system, specialized detoxification programs, and a personalized nutritional plan. If chemotherapy is right for your case, the Kasanis Institute also offers a gentler approach, low-dose chemotherapy delivered in a smart way that targets the cancer cells more than your healthy cells. Their approach is individualized to you and your type of cancer to provide effectiveness and reduced side effects. At the Kasanis Institute, an experienced care manager will guide you and coordinate options. Don't you deserve a doctor that uses the best of modern science and ancient wisdom? Link from hbnshow.com. Or call 817-481-6342.
Most animals internally produce vitamin C. However, due to a gene mutation, humans must rely entirely upon dietary and supplemental sources of vitamin C to maintain health. Formula 216 is a groundbreaking advancement in vitamin C science. It's designed to raise vitamin C levels without reliance upon dietary or supplemental vitamin C. Formula 216 may restore vitamin C as a hormone secreted from the liver to overcome the gene mutation, which occurred long ago in humans. And results from the first human tests are in. Urine tests reveal that Formula 216 maintains vitamin C blood levels long after they would have dropped to zero following consumption of ordinary vitamin C supplements. Call toll-free 833-848-2216 to order. A 30-capsule bottle of Formula 216 will be rushed to your doorstep. That's 833-848-2216 to help maintain vitamin C blood levels 24 hours a day. Again, 833-848-2216.
Dr. Hira's Probiotics has been a proud sponsor of the Healthy by Nature show for well over a decade.
I'm in the studio with Constantine Kosamas, MD, also known as Gus. He's the medical director, board-certified otolaryngology. I never say that right.
Otolaryngology,
yeah.
ENT.
Yeah, ENT. And he's certified in clinical nutrition. And the phone number for the clinic is 817-481-6342. The website is linked from the archive of today's show. I can't usually add things as we go along, but the studio internet is down, so I'm feeling a little handicapped in that regard. But you can go to hbnshow.com, click listen on the menu, and then archives and today's date, and you will have a link to their website. And they quite often have events like digging deeper sessions where you get lunch and a lecture, so be sure and check that out. I posed some questions when we went to break, and if we have time, I have one more, but we've got some important business we want to get to. So glaucoma.
Well, glaucoma is really, it ties into a couple things. Inflammation always, and anything with lice ties into the liver. And the second one is blood supply. So if you have, let's say, diabetes, if you have other diseases, you know, check with your ophthalmologist for sure so you don't go blind, you know. But then you have so many things to fight it. Anything from apheresis, which means subtracting things out of the blood, chelation, nutrition. It all ties back again to the control the inflammation. To control the inflammation, you control the digestive system and the hormones.
And it seems like the basics cover so many different issues that's the place to start with almost anything.
And the other thing is to correct the endothelium. Endothelium is a lining of all your vessels in your body. You have 175,000 miles of vessels in your body. So to clean them up, you need to have good nutrition, good pH, and chelation, and among other things. So that's a way to do it. And, of course, you have to you also incorporate electromagnetic fields into your you put the special devices, external devices that it's like a TENS unit, but it's a fancy TENS unit you can put around your eyes and helps you.
Yeah, and of course, other basics are movement, sleep, hydration that we talked about last week,
and hormonal control.
Yeah. Well, on that note, Belinda in Indianapolis said she'd had a hysterectomy and is diabetic, wanted to know if she should still take hormone replacement.
Absolutely, but the most critical thing to do for her would be control the hormones, and chelation would be top priority, fix the digestive system again, and, of course, find a physician that does bioidentical hormones and replace them. If she also took out the ovaries, then absolutely, yes.
And bioidentical just means it's identical to what's in your body, not some chemical that's never been on the planet before.
Synthetics.
Yeah. And one last thing, Hashimoto's thyroid disease, autoimmune thyroid problem.
Well, autoimmunity, again, ties into infections, ties into the gut, ties into toxicity. And when you have Hashimoto's, you have to be very careful what you do. You have to find somebody that understands thyroid and antibodies. And, of course, this is an infectious disease on top of everything else. So you need, I think, like a UVB with ozone, chelation, control the adrenals and the thyroid, because the adrenals and the thyroid are in the same axis. One is up, one is down, and control insulin resistance. That would be a reasonable consideration.
You have a lot more tools in your tool bag than the average clinic does, for sure. And they're all things that support the body to do its own work.
Well, you know, the body needs a little push, not a kick. Yeah. A little push, a little direction. And the immune system is smarter than all of us combined.
Well, absolutely. Well, What is new at the Cassandra's Clinic? Because I know you never hold still.
Well, that's what we do. We have a new doctor that joined us. He's board certified in internal medicine and also in sports medicine. He moved from Tennessee. His name is David Smithson. He's an MD and a wonderful guy. And he could rejuvenate the joints with using exosomes and stem cells. And of course, exosomes is the latest thing that we do in stem cell therapy. And the exosomes are the inside of the cells. You know, it's like the honey of the cells. And it is a signaling molecules, and it tells the body what to do. Once you inject them, let's say, in the joint, and you have other issues, it's going to fix that as well. So really, it's a smart way to improve the signaling. And these are from, the primary source could be newborn children, the placenta. They take the placenta, not the children, the placenta.
Yeah, and please.
From healthy moms and dads and healthy babies, so we don't touch the baby, just the placenta. And it was C-sections. All the precautions have been taken. It's FDA recognized. It's commercially available. And you have to know the source of where you're taking it. And, of course, like anything else, you have to know the source. And we have probably one of the best labs that we deal with. It's commercially available. And Dr. Smithson is an expert in injecting those things properly. And we've seen some rejuvenation of joints. And also, you increases your stamina, increases your immunity. If you combine the correct hormones, the correct gut, and you add some exosomes or stem cells, the results are phenomenal.
You've mentioned a couple of times microcurrents, and it's been years since we really focused on that on the show. At one time, Avazia was a sponsor, and so we had more occasions to talk about the electromagnetic field. But I know that's something that you use on a regular basis.
On an everyday basis. Well, we need to understand, in order for you to survive, you need amino acids, fatty acids, carbohydrates, water, minerals, and electricity. So in my opinion, electrons as important as oxygen and water, and proteins and lipids. So really, you look at a normal cell, the electricity or the voltage in a cell is about 70 millivolts. Now, the normal cell operates between 60 and 100 millivolts in a normal condition. Now, when you lose voltage, you can drop down. Like cancer, for example, is 15 millivolts. You've lost 75% of the voltage. It's like driving a car. You need gasoline, you need a car to sit in, that's your body. You need gasoline, that's your food, and you need your battery. So the question is, can I take the battery out of the car and still run a car? You can't. It's the same thing. You have a full charge battery, and of course the muscles hold the electricity, and it's like the batteries. So you have to exercise. Improve when you have proper hormones like testosterone and other hormones, growth hormone, etc., thyroid hormone in proper levels, then of course everything's working. You're gaining muscle mass, you shed the lipids, the undesirable, excessive fat, and you support your organs. So it's not rocket science. You just have to understand that in order for you to be healthy, you must have the digestive system intact, food intact, the brain intact with emotions. And then you have to have the hormones intact. And, of course, don't forget the electricity.
Well, Sherry Rogers mentions that frequently, that having electrons doing their thing is the difference between somebody who's alive and that same body when it isn't.
Yeah.
It's kind of like having a Tesla and you haven't plugged it in.
When we die, the heart stops emitting electricity. That's death.
Yeah. Well, the Cassandra's Clinic, as you can tell, has a lot to offer. Near the airport in Grapevine, Texas, the website is Cassandra's Clinic.
CassandrasInstitute.com. We're 5 minutes away from DFW Airport.
817-481-6342. And I really appreciate your coming in and taking time with us today.
At half past the hour, you are tuned to Healthy by Nature with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Wittekin.
Trace minerals are nutrients that we need only in tiny amounts. However, they have a big impact on health because they are required for hundreds of important enzymes and processes in the body. Selenium is one of those amazing trace minerals. It is needed for thyroid hormone and is a part of glutathione, the master antioxidant. It also helps zinc become more usable, and it keeps toxic mercury from accumulating. Read more about selenium benefits in the library on hbnshow.com. Unfortunately, because of modern farming methods, there is less selenium in food. Not all selenium supplements are equally effective. Gero Formulas studies the science and uses the forms of nutrients that do the most good. Host Marty Winneken takes Gero Selenium Synergy. It contains a highly effective form, methylselenocysteine, plus three other nutrients that help selenium promote antioxidant protection against free radicals. Ask for Gero Selenium Synergy at your favorite natural food store. Visit Gero.com. That's Jarrow.com for high-quality, innovative health formulas.
I'm Marty Whittakin. You may have heard the word resveratrol, and you may even know that it is the red wine molecule. However, you may not know that Longevinex is the only brand that has undergone testing of any kind, test tube, animal, or human. It's also the one with the correct potency. Trust me, more isn't always better. Internationally respected nutrition expert and formulator Bill Sardi wisely combined resveratrol with other beneficial components to increase its effectiveness. In fact, Longevinex delivers 9 times more positive effect than plain resveratrol pills. Resveratrol is being researched for its support of an astounding variety of health issues. Please read my resveratrol article in the supplement section of the library on hbnshow.com. Order today at longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000. Please tell them Marty sent you just in case they have a special. Longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000.
It is too common to replace knees or hips and to get back surgery. Unfortunately, those are risky, expensive, even with insurance, and involve a long, painful recovery. And those temporary fixed steroid shots can further degenerate joints. Thankfully, our Creator blessed us with stem cells. They are the amazing force that built our bodies and quickly fixed problems when we were kids. But as we age, we lose vast numbers of these tiny miracle workers. Now we can replenish them with stem cell therapy, and they can get to work regenerating body tissues naturally anywhere in your body. Infinity umbilical cord stem cells are pure and extremely effective. The therapy is simple, safe, virtually painless, affordable, and you don't miss work to recover. Be younger and stronger for longer. Call 972-303-0683 today for a free ebook and to schedule your no-cost, no-obligation consultation or to find a stem cell seminar in your area. Call 972-303-0683 today.
Healthy by Nature is sponsored in part by HealthWorksMart.com.
Welcome back. As he was leaving, Dr. Cassano said, and remember, start early at the first sign of problems. Don't wait until you're on your last leg, so to speak, because it's so much easier to reverse things early on. And again, the phone number for the clinic, just a second. I put the folder where I couldn't reach it. I should have anticipated this. It's 817-481-6342, and it's CassanusInstitute.com, or please go to HBNShow.com, click Listen on the menu, Archives, and then today's date. You'll have a link to the clinic and to my next guest, who has been on the show before, and we didn't have enough time. Her name is Peggy Hall, and she is the founder of a really interesting website. It's called thehealthyamerican.org. Is that right, Peggy?
You got it, Marty. Nice to be with you this morning.
Well, you're very chipper and energetic proponent of keeping people healthy, and today we're going to examine hopefully both sides of the issue on masks. And you've done extensive research on this and are keeping up on all of the science. I have to tell you, I got a disturbing email from Sherry, who has listened to the program for a very long time and feels she learned a lot, but her antenna started wiggling when we mentioned the fact that maybe masks weren't all that. And she and I both want to talk about the science so that we aren't telling people to do the wrong thing and making matters worse. The last thing we want to do is politicize things, and I could care less what side likes or doesn't like masks. I just want to know to what extent they help or hurt. So thank you for being with us today. I'll let you set the stage.
Thanks, Marty. It's a very important stage to set because people are choosing to do something which is actually a medical intervention. So when you think about it, when you are manipulating or restricting your breathing, by every definition, medical science, FDA, it is a medical intervention. That would be akin to taking some kind of medicine, following the doctor's orders or not following the doctor's orders in compliance. If the doctor asked you to rest after surgery and you decided not to do it or went against the orders, that is your choice to do so. But there will be physical, mental, psychological effects to doing certain behaviors that affect your body, which is what your show is all about, right? You're treating yourself with different nutrients because your body will have an experience and you are looking toward improving your health. The fact is, we are designed to breathe in oxygen in an unobstructed manner. Everyone knows that. That's why we have all sorts of phrases in our own culture, such as, take a deep breath and relax. You are like a breath of fresh air. We know the importance of oxygen in our body. So no one is going to refute that. No doctor, no scientist, no individual can diminish the importance of oxygen. So I think we're clear on that. You breathe in oxygen, you breathe out carbon dioxide. So that's established. Now, the issue with the mask is whether it protects you or anyone else from any infectious disease. Well, what I like to do, Marty, is I go right to the experts. I don't care about getting the media spin on things or, other people's opinions are fine. But in terms of making my own decision and drawing my own conclusion, I like to go to the actual resource. So I went to the FDA website to read about their testing of masks, because masks are a medical device. They are approved by the FDA. And the fact is, the FDA does not approve the cloth masks that people wear and they make out of T-shirts or bandanas or they can buy online. The only masks that are approved by the FDA are the N95, and further, they have comments on the surgical masks. The FDA states that these masks do not prevent you from contracting any illness or disease. So the FDA states that. Now, I'm no fan of the FDA. I'll just put that on the record, but I'm just using it as a government organization because we do want to look at the facts and not the emotions. Then I did a survey of the looking at the actual boxes of masks, what the box itself says, and the box itself says these masks do not protect you against any disease or illness. Then I went to the OSHA website, which is the Occupational Safety and Health Administration of the Department of Labor of the United States. Again, it should be an impartial, non-emotional agency that we can look at for guidance. And their website states in many locations that these surgical masks are not protective equipment. Certainly cloth masks are not protective equipment, and they do not protect you against transmitting or being protected from receiving any infectious disease or illness. So on and on it goes. So I've looked at the CDC website in great detail, and I have a video for those who are interested at thehealthyamerican.org where I go through the CDC data that they have on their website, which, by the way, they've moved around after watching my video, but it's still there. I'll update the link. there is not one conclusive piece of scientific evidence in a reputable medical journal that says masks will help keep you healthy. It's the exact opposite, Marty. The masks trap the germs right at your nose and mouth. Wearing a cloth mask increases your risk of infection. Now, this is scientifically proven, and as you know, in science, they can often find a scientist or a researcher to come up with a flimsy study to produce weak evidence, you know, supporting a different view. So it takes a lot of critical thinking, which is what I like to do. I love to dig deeper. And so there's evidence on both sides. There's weak evidence for people to wear a mask. And the evidence is this, even stated in the New England Journal of Medicine as recent as May, the researcher stated unequivocally this, the purpose of the mask is to reduce your anxiety. It gives you a false sense of protection.
And it does, I think another benefit is it does kind of remind the people in your area, oh yeah, we have an issue going on, and so maybe some other more beneficial precautions would be taken. Well, we got lots more things to ask about if you're going to wear a mask, which kind is best. When to wear it, when not to wear it, and what to do if you don't want to wear one, but you're somewhere it's required. So please stay with us. I'm sure Peggy will have answers for these and other questions that might come up. This is Healthy by Nature. My name is Marty Whittakin, and we're talking with Peggy Hill. Her website is thehealthyamerican.org. Please stay tuned. We need you.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 1 in 3 Americans and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost 20% of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risk factors. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is all-natural Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically tested to support blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
I'm your host, Marty Whittakin. As a certified clinical nutritionist, I believe the most expensive supplement you can buy is one that doesn't work. When nutrition expert Bill Sardi wanted a multivitamin that reflected the latest science, he had to create one. Bill aimed to improve his health with the most advanced dosages and better absorbed forms of vitamin C, D, E, B vitamins, zinc, and selenium. Those forms are not provided in ordinary multivitamins. Luckily, Mr. Sardi made Molecular Multi available to all of us. It's so very complete that most people can cut several bottles from their program and actually save money. I get one bottle free when I buy 3, and so can you. If your budget needs even more help, I'm pretty sure that half a dose of Molecular Multi will provide health benefits superior to a full dose of any other product. Visit the sponsor page of hbnshow.com or go to lifespannutrition.com or call 800-247-5731. 800-247-5731.
Would you like to increase your energy level, think more clearly, get more restful sleep? Perhaps you need to improve your mood or get rid of headaches. Or maybe you have loved ones struggling with ADHD, Alzheimer's, a concussion, or Parkinson's. At HM3 Light, we offer the amazing Brain Light Pro, which helps with all of those issues and more. There are over 300 studies showing that this special type of light therapy provides improved blood circulation to the brain and reduced inflammation. It also creates new blood vessels and neurons. Those benefits, along with detoxing the brain, can help post-stroke patients. To ask for studies that pertain to your particular interest or to ask about our lease-to-own program, call 800-580-1102. At HM3 Light, we're here to help you enhance, strengthen, improve your brain health with our Brain Light Pro. 800-580-1102. 800-580-1102.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, hbnshow.com. hbnshow.com.
If you'll recall, early in the pandemic, we were told by the authorities, the CDC, etc., that we should not wear masks. Well, it turns out we were being manipulated by them. It was that they wanted to save the masks that were available in scant supply in the beginning for first responders and in the medical community. Then they flip-flopped and said, yes, you should wear them. Around the world, some yeses and noes to the subject. In Holland, top scientists say there's no solid evidence that face coverings work. And I think it's Amsterdam that doesn't wear them and has had pretty good experience. What it generally believes is helpful, and that's washing hands regularly, maintaining a social distance, and staying home if you're suffering any symptoms or if you've been tested and found to be positive. Well, what we hear from our experts varies, and the amount of enthusiasm they put behind it, and some of them don't seem to know how it works. For example, I saw on the news, not some faked thing on the internet, but on the evening news, I saw a video of Joe Biden out by himself, outdoors, riding a bicycle, wearing a mask. Let's start with that. Does that make any sense, Peggy?
Only if you want to pass out. That's the only reason it would make sense. Marty, what you said here, coming back after the break, you really summarized the most important point, which is this: if you have symptoms. Now, back before this crisis occurred, it's likely that most people, if they were feeling under the weather, they would take it upon themselves to stay home, take a few days off work, cancel their social interactions. You know, around the holidays, I remember neighbors of mine were going to come over, and she said, you know, my husband's not feeling well. I think we're going to cancel. And I said, great, because we don't want to be exposed to any coughing or sneezing. That is where, and science is still not conclusive on exactly how illness spreads, but generally accepted is that coughing and sneezing may carry some infectious particles, hence a mask for sick people. That's the key. If you have symptoms, coughing and sneezing, the mask likely will contain those coughs and sneezes from being passed. But what's happening is they're holding those germs right at your nose and mouth. If you coughed in your sleeve, which is what we've been taught to do over the last several years, the germs are in your sleeve, not at your nose and mouth. You need oxygen and sunlight to help dispel and destroy those germs. And so that is a practice that has been used successfully for a long time. If you do feel more secure, more confident, more caring, whatever the case may be, and you choose to wear a mask, it needs to be, according to the experts, if you're using a surgical mask, it should be disposable. You wash your hands before you put it on. You never touch the mask to adjust it once it's on your face. After 30 minutes, you dispose of the mask in a hazardous waste container because it now contains medical waste, hazardous waste. All of the germs have been contained in the mask rather than dispelled in sunlight and oxygen. That's disposed of. You wash your hands again. So, friends, do not carry a mask around in your purse, in your pocket. Please do not let it be around your chin as you walk from location to location. There is there's an abundance of staph bacteria on your face, on your skin, on your chin, and you don't want to put that staph bacteria right up against your nose and mouth. You want to have unobstructed breath going through your nose and mouth. So that would be the recommendation that the experts use.
you dispose of the mask every 30 minutes. You do not keep it in your pocket, in your purse, hanging from the rearview mirror, hanging from your ear, around your chin, around your arm, carrying it in your hand. None of that makes sense. In fact, that spreads germs. You've got all the germs on your mouth and face. You're carrying it around. That's a no-no. Certainly don't need a mask when you're by yourself, walking around, walking your dog in the middle of a park. You don't need that. You don't need it driving in the car. The issue about the distancing, Marty, is the same as what you mentioned. If you have symptoms, I have not seen anyone coughing or sneezing actually at all in my forays outside into the world and grocery stores and so forth. I personally don't wear a mask. I never have. I'm very healthy. I don't have symptoms. The mention about testing, there's two things with the test. Number one, they're not accurate. So when you get your result back, you don't know whether that's an accurate result or not. And number two, if you are tested positive, that's good news. You already have the antibodies. It means you've been exposed to it. You likely are already healthy, and you can go about life with confidence.
Well, we've got just 3 minutes on the other side of this break, and I want to talk about the Duke study, which I'm sure you've seen. It's fairly recent, talking about that the right kinds of masks may help, I think, a 30% reduction, which would be worth thinking about. Maybe reinforce, besides holding the infection near the mouth, the downside of restricting the oxygen, and we'll cover those things when we come back. I will look up the study about the New England Journal of Medicine study about the anxiety point and this Duke study, and maybe by tomorrow I'll have it on the website on the archive description.
We all know that probiotics are good for digestive health, but your skin too? I'm Kat James, author of The Truth About Beauty. Common skincare products, especially harsh soaps, can disrupt the balance of the good bacteria on your skin. But there's a progressive new approach to skincare that allows you to create a healthier environment on your skin. Probiotic skincare. Dr. Ohira applied ancient Japanese fermentation skills to merge his famous pre, pro, and postbiotic nutrients into a revolutionary 100% natural skincare line. The Kampuku Beauty Bar, honored with the Best of Beauty Award by Better Nutrition, beautifully clarifies and rebalances even sensitive skin without drying. The Magoroku lotion and the Hadayubi moisturizer combine Dr. Ohira's award-winning probiotic complex with 14 wild plant extracts plus one of the most skin-compatible emollients known to help restore your natural glow. As a health and beauty expert, I recommend the daily use of Dr. Ohira's skincare products, available at Sprouts and other fine health stores.
Science shows wide-ranging health support from regular use of a far infrared sauna. Benefits include improvements in heart health, lung health, mood, and recovery after exercise. Sauna is also known to reduce chronic fatigue, muscle pain, and the effects of stress. A new study even suggests it helps preserve our memory. These benefits are not surprising because far infrared improves blood circulation, lymphatic drainage, and detoxification. Those in turn help oxygenate and energize the body's cells. Sauna has been valued as a therapy for hundreds of years. Long before people knew why it worked. The practice may be ancient, but the convenience, technology, and affordability are new. That's why you should find out about the portable, speedy, and highly effective sauna from Momentum 98. Click products on the menu of the HBNShow.com website for details. To save $100, use the code HBN. If you have questions or would prefer to place your order directly with Phil Wilson, call 626-200-8454. That's 626-200-8454.
Informed parents have their children take multivitamins. They know their kids do not eat a perfect diet, and that even good foods aren't as nutritious as they used to be. Most manufacturers of kids' vitamins use cartoon characters and sugar to hide inferior ingredients. They provide nutrients in cheap forms and in doses too small to help your child develop his or her best body, brain, and immune system. And don't be fooled by RDA guidelines. Those are not meant to promote optimum function. Thank goodness Bill Sardi formulated First in Class, the science-based multivitamin mineral that your child or grandchild deserves. Like his molecular multi for adults, the vitamins and minerals in First in Class are the exact exact forms the body uses, and it contains key nutrients missing in other brands. Easy Swallow First in Class is in a class by itself and costs only 20 cents a day when you order 3 bottles. Visit LifespanNutrition.com, LifespanNutrition.com, or call 800-247-5731. That's 800-247-5731.
Sign up for podcasts or listen to past programs on our website, hbnshow.com. hbnshow.com.
I should have mentioned that I did a blog July 1st on masks and listed pros and cons, and I'll update that with today's information, and that would be a good place to go. In the archive description, I will also link to that, so you only have one place to go. My guest, Peggy Hall, her website is thehealthyamerican.org, and we have discussed some of the downside of wearing masks. I think one of the ones that bothers me the most is people can't tell when I'm smiling, so I think I'm more likely to get in trouble. If I've said something snarky and it was a joke, they can't see that I'm smiling. What about the oxygen? And then let's take a quick tour of the types of masks.
Well, Marty, yes, we're going to talk about the oxygen. I want to follow up on your comment about concealing your facial expressions. That actually is something that's very important and needs to be amplified. Normal social interaction requires seeing people's faces, including their mouths, and our facial expressions are a huge part of our communications. Further, regarding safety in society, it's very dangerous to have individuals around whose identity is concealed. If something were to happen with a mugging or a robbery or something, there's no way to identify those individuals. It's extremely terrifying to parents whose children, their identity is concealed in terms of kidnappings and so forth. So I just wanted to mention that point you brought up. And in terms of the oxygen, anyone knows that even if you were to take your hand and put it over your nose and mouth, there's going to be a reduction in the amount of oxygen that you're taking in. When you reduce your oxygen, it can lead to lethargy, to brain fog. There can be longer lasting harms that ironically can result in harm to your respiratory system, your immune system. One piece of the conversation that has not really been mentioned is we have our own so-called mask, which is called our immune system. Our immune system functions as a mask to neutralize and reduce our risk of infection because we are designed that way. People who do want to wear a mask, make sure that you choose one that is sanitary. The disposable ones would be superior because you can just replace it when needed. You want to make sure that you are not obstructing your breathing any more than you need to, and certainly don't wear it any longer than you have to. Let's say maybe you need to wear it in a medical setting or something like that. There should be a specific reason. You should choose to or not to. It is a health intervention that remains in your health freedom choice.
Peggy, I'm sorry that we are out of time. Wash the cloth masks after each use, and we're out of time. I'm sorry.
Major sponsored in part by Lily of the Desert Alloceuticals.
It is too common to replace knees or hips and to get back surgery. Unfortunately, those are risky, expensive, even with insurance, and involve a long, painful recovery. And those temporary fixed steroid shots can further degenerate joints. Thankfully, our Creator blessed us with stem cells. They are the amazing force that built our bodies and quickly fixed problems when we were kids. But as we age, we lose vast numbers of these tiny miracle workers. Now we can replenish them with stem cell therapy, and they can get to work regenerating body tissues naturally anywhere in your body. Infinity umbilical cord stem cells are pure and extremely effective. The therapy is simple, safe, virtually painless, affordable, and you don't miss work to recover. Be younger and stronger for longer. Call 972-303-0683 today for a free ebook and to schedule your no-cost, no-obligation consultation or to find a stem cell seminar in your area. Call 972-303-0683 today.